Okay, we're being recorded.
Okay, thank you, Jamie. Hello, this is Sherry Boone with Jamie Tenzer on May 12th, 2015 with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Thank you all for coming along today. Today we're very honored to have Phyllis Frances Wigfall as our guest coach. If you've not done so, please read Phyllis's complete bio and see her contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. So here's an outline of our call today. Phyllis will coach her client for about 25 minutes. Then we will interview Phyllis for about 10 minutes. And then we'll open the line for you all to be able to ask questions. At 5 minutes before the top of the hour, we'll make a couple of announcements and close the call. So Phyllis and your client, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello.
And everyone else, great. Everybody else, we invite you now to sit back and listen in to this coaching session. Phyllis, when you're ready, please begin your coaching.
Thank you, Sherry. All right, so welcome, Susan.
Hi, thank you.
Hi.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. And so I just wanted to check in and see if you needed to clear anything or do anything to begin this call, to be present.
No, I'm good, actually. Thank you.
Okay, great. And so what is your request for coaching? Where would you like to be?
Well, you know, I've been working on kind of redoing some of my coaching packages for the relationship coaching that I do, and I seem to have a lot of clients who will do an initial package, and then they come back and they want some follow-up, check-in sessions, that kind of thing, and I'm just really not 100% clear how to put together some kind of maintenance package or follow-up package for them where it is giving them kind of a more flexible type of package, but it financially works for me. And I'm really trying to make sure that I'm being fair to myself, honoring the client's needs and requests. So I've been stewing around it in my head, and I'm really looking for clarity.
Okay. And so you're looking, so from what I'm hearing, that you're looking at your coaching packages for relationships, and you're looking at developing maintenance packages?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so say a little bit more about that. I know that you said this is what you'd like to work on. Where would you like to be around this by the end of the call?
By the end of the call, I'd like to have a clear direction about where I want to take a maintenance package or what I want to create around it so that I can, you know, I can offer it to the people who are requesting this type of thing. An example would be, you know, I work with singles and couples. It would be a single, perhaps, who worked with me for maybe 6 months and then met the love of her life, and then suddenly she's now in the relationship with this person, and then all these other things come up and she'd like to come back and work with me. And she's not really wanting an intensive package. She wants something more follow-up, check-in, with more flexibility.
Mm.
You know, because I do get a lot of those types of people.
Yeah, and so where would you like to see them go? Like, what would be your ideal scene around your client? That's
a good question. I would love to be able to be of service to them. There are some who will come back for kind of a shorter intensive, and then they want the flexibility to come back and check in, whether it's a couple where they suddenly have, like, another conflict come up and they haven't been able to resolve it, and they want to maybe do 4 or 5 sessions or, you know, and then they want to do some check-ins just to make sure everything's still on track, or having the single who finally meets the love of her life, she wants to just make sure that the dating's going well, the relationship's on track with being in a relationship. She's implementing some of the things that we had helped her prepare for. I had helped her prepare for. And she's looking for something more flexible rather than, like, 3 sessions a month or that kind of thing. So I'm trying to really kind of reconcile how I can serve these folks best Mm-hmm. And honor myself as a coach, as a businesswoman at the same time.
And then, yeah, so I really hear that. I really want to acknowledge you for your commitment towards your clients. Like, I really hear
you.
Who you are for them and what you'd like to create for them.
Thank you.
And so hearing this, it's, you know, you gave a lot of really great suggestions as far as the kind of packages you'd like to create after they've had their initial packages.
Yeah.
And so looking at that, it's like what would it take to move forward with that? So when you have your clients, they sign up for their initial six month package, it sounds like you're looking for creating a maintenance packages for them.
Exactly. And if they're feeling complete enough after 6 months, if they want to re-up in an intensive way, that's fine. That's different. This is, you know, hi, I'd like to be able to just kind of check in with you once a month or, you know, as on an as-needed basis for some people. So my thoughts about it would be to create something that has the flexibility inside of a period of time, inside of a container where they have maybe 6 or 12 months, X amount of hours they can use for a particular price, and that way they can have the flexibility or they can come in and do 4 or 5, you know, hours of intensive, you know, if there's something that comes up for them, and then they can kind of go back to some as-needed check-in kind of thing. Because I've had a maintenance package before, and unfortunately it wasn't something that provided the flexibility of time. Mm-hmm. So I've been asked a few times, oh, can I extend this time? And, it, you know, my response is if you extend the time, I need to raise the rate because they're asking for something that went beyond what they originally agreed to. So now I'm trying to come up with something that really accommodates the time and the need for them to either have some intensive, oh, I just need a 45-minute today or I need a 90-minute, you know, next week, or, you know, they may go a month, you know, and until they need their next check-in, or they may have a situation come up. So it's almost like creating a little bank account for them of time where they have a certain amount, maybe 6 months, a 6 month plan and a year plan where they can use that time in a flexible kind of way or in an intensive kind of way. And I'm looking at how to, for myself, how to set it up in a way that it accommodates that need for flexibility or kind of a bank account type of thing, and honors me as a coach, where I'm not charging the same amount as I would charge for somebody wanting to do momentum coaching.
Right, right. And so the one thing I keep hearing you say is flexibility and yet honoring you as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
How will you know that you've arrived at that point?
That's a really good question. The flexibility part, I think, is the easy part of this thing. Arriving, I think, at a price point where I feel comfortable creating the flexibility, you know, doing it that way, I think it has been the sticking point for me.
Yeah.
And so I would know I've gotten there where I come up with a price point that works really well for me and it's not going to blow other people out of the water or prevent them from doing it because they feel like, oh, my God, you know, that's a lot. But what they're paying for is the flexibility and right. that I'm holding a space for them in a retainer kind of way for a long period of time where they can just kind of show up, say, hey, when's your next available?
Yeah.
You know. So it's the holding the container that's going to drive the price up and giving them the opportunity to do it this way is going to end up costing, you know, more than just, you know, what I would charge because, I also do readings, and that's a whole separate thing. But it's going to cost a lot more than what an individual reading because that's a one and done. People don't come back for, you know, readings every, you know, 3 times a month kind of thing or whatever. They may come once a year or quarterly or biannually or that kind of thing. So there's a whole separate arm of my business that's for that. But this is different. This is coaching, and coaching is more involved. And I'm holding for them, you know, when they're doing their check-in and when they're not.
Yeah. And so I'm really hearing that it's really about coming up with the price point that honors you as a coach.
Yeah.
And that you feel really good about.
That I feel really good about. That's very accurate, yes. That I feel good about and am not sure. You know, I think the people who really come in and commit for the momentum coaching, where they're coming in for a 6 month, you know, or a year or something like that, and they're doing 3 sessions a month in a more structured way because they're really trying to find the love of their life, or they're a couple with all sorts of conflicts and issues and, you know, in a second or third marriage or whatever the situation is, that's the real commitment momentum coaching. They're really trying to get somewhere. They're really creating a goal or several goals, and they really want to get there, and that's something that costs a certain amount of money. This is more, while I'm holding a container for them, this is more check-in style coaching, and I'm not sure whether to go higher than the commitment coaching because of the amount of time, or do I go lower? That's what I'm trying to work on for myself, because they're not doing as much of a commitment on this. They're just committing to amount of time. They're not committing to a particular type of outcome, except they just want follow-up and check-in and as-needed support.
Okay, great. And so for your, so I really hear that, that creating this coaching package that really works for you, that honors you, that's flexible for your client is the key here. This is what you'd like to get out of this session.
That's accurate, yeah.
And so when you're sitting with them, I mean, you've run a bunch of different package ideas of like just different sorts of maintenance packages. What is there anyone when you kind of sit with this, you know, you said about the flexibility, that part sounds like, you said that part's easy. It's finding the price point that honors
yeah.
you. What would be your ideal scene around that, as far as how would you like to feel about that price point?
That's a good question.
What honors you now around that? Like, what is honoring to you?
Well, it hasn't been very honoring up until now, and it's one of those things where I was I wasn't really honoring myself, and so I wasn't comfortable with it myself, and I had people wanting to push it into more time, because I was doing kind of like a 3-month follow-up, maintenance, check-in kind of thing, almost as if it was momentum coaching, but it's not. That's not their, they're not coming in saying, I want a specific outcome and I want to really dig in. They're really just, they've done that already, and they really just want to check in again, or, you know, have periodic check-ins, or if they're a couple and have a situation come up, as I said before, we get through that, and then we want them to check in to make sure everything's being applied well and to see what they're going through, or they can kind of use the time as needed. So I feel like they're not really committing to what my other clients are committing to. They're not committing to a specific outcome except to maintain and follow through with what they're trying, that what they were trying to do in the when they committed to a package. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And so what feels good to you when you're thinking about the different options?
Yeah, that's where I'm having a tough time. I think 6 months or a year is the right amount of time. I'm working on how many hours I want to put in there that they have available to use, and how much I want to charge. I think that's where I'm, you know, going through my mind and yapping on the inside about it to say, wow, because I'm holding a long period of time for them, because that's really what the requests have been, what do I want to charge, given that they're not fully, you know, they don't have a specific goal, they're not really committing to something. I know commitment creates value. They're committing to staying in the flow of what they got out of the original package, staying in the flow of what they wanted to create. You know, so it's really a different container that I'm holding for them versus the container I hold for the space I hold for people who are in the, you know, doing a 6 month or a 9 month for an initial package.
Yeah. And so I know that you said you've been grappling back and forth about this. What are you grappling back and forth about?
I'm grappling back and forth about the amount of hours I want to offer inside of the 6 months or a year and the amount of money I want to charge.
Okay, so amount of hours. And then how, when you've worked on, how do you know when you've come, when you've arrived to that place where it's like, this is it?
I think there'll be an internal feeling of lightness. I think there'll be an internal feeling of, you know, kind of exhale where I'm like, now I feel really good about this on the inside. And I have a really great way of, you know, sharing the maintenance package with people who are requesting it so that it lands well with them as a really great opportunity to stay connected to me without committing to the intensive coaching where they're really getting the service they want. And I have a really great way of sharing that with them and having whatever I choose sound, you know, land well for them as too. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, because I know that you've thought this through. From what you're sharing, I know that it sounds like there's a lot of different options that you have that you're looking at on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming forward for me is it's like you have all these different ideas. What is it that you need to do to be able to find that space to check in with them to find that space that you just shared about where it just connects, where you know that you're providing value, it feels right for you internally?
The internal, I think I'm just going to have a knowing. I think I'm going to play around with numbers and amount of hours to where I feel good about it. Because, again, these are people, while they're not doing intensive, three sessions a month, I am holding space for them because they've made some level of commitment to staying in coach-client mode with me. Even if it's kind of a different type of container, they've made some kind of commitment. So I want them to have a commitment rather than to charge session by session. I don't want to do that. That doesn't create a good space as far as I'm concerned. It's like every time they would come back, I would have to say, hey, you need to commit to this in order for, you know, because some people may come back and say, you know, I think we just need 5 sessions, and I don't offer my coaching that way. So if I create the opportunity not just to troubleshoot whatever's going on, but to, you know, have people be able to check in from a positive place as well. It's like, oh, I've been dating this great guy and I'm now in a relationship. I wanted to check in and make sure I'm doing this, make sure things are on track for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm holding for them for a longer period of time, even though they're not doing 3 sessions a month. It's on that they've got the bank account, so to speak, but I'm still holding for them. So I need to feel on the inside very comfortable about doing that and what I'm charging.
Yeah, and so I'm hearing that and that flexibility. I know you had mentioned earlier about the flexibility that, you know, that 6 months you've grappled with different times.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you creating a package that is individualized for each person, or you're trying to create a package that is like a standard for all clients?
I'm trying to create a standard package, whether it's because it's maintenance. It's not so much about, let's do a enrollment conversation or a strategy session and see what your needs are. This is when it's requested that, you know, can we do some follow-ups and check-ins? Do you have a package like that? Well, as a matter of fact, I have 2. And so I want to kind of create a standard. And if it's a couple coming in, again, it's about having, you know, they bank some hours
right.
that they pay for, and then they can use them as needed. But they have a specific amount of time in which to use them. So a standard package would be, I think, feel good for me.
Yeah, and so what process works for you to be able to sit with these different packaging ideas and define the one, because it sounds like it's a very internal kind of knowing that will come forward to let you know that this is what works. This is the maintenance package
right.
that I want to offer. What processes do you have that work to help you connect with that piece?
Well, again, there's an internal, you know, kind of tuning in, going inside, meditating on it. There's also from the outside in, calling upon, you know, a colleague to run this by. You know, when I get clear about some of the numbers I'm working with and some of the hours, to get that feedback from the outside in, and to, you know, tune into myself, meditate on it, sit with it, reflect on it from the inside out so that I get both perspectives.
Okay. And so it sounds like there's a couple of steps there.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a process or those are different options?
I think it's there are two separate things that I need to do. There's a process for the internal where I actually sit down with a calculator and look at some of the clients who've done maintenance with me before, especially the ones who have requested more time because they just want to be able to come in as needed, and to really take that into consideration that that's really how most people want to work after
yeah.
they've done an initial package. That's been more requested, and I've ended up saying, you know, I'm happy to do that for you, but I have to, you know, I have to increase the rate because you're requesting something different than what we agreed to. And then I've thrown out a number depending on how many hours they have left and how much time they want. So I want to be able to offer this at the get-go when they request it. You know, they have two choices. They can re-up for another 6 months and do the intensive, or they can go on a maintenance type of
yeah.
situation where they can use the hours as needed. And it's a slightly different energy that they're doing. They're doing check-ins, follow-ups. Oh, I just met this guy. You know, let's talk about him. I'm not sure, you know. So they're doing, like, as-needed check-ins and follow-ups.
Yeah. And so it sounds like there's an external process, like you
yes.
said, with looking at some of your past clients that have had maintenance or wanted to extend coaching and to kind of look at those numbers.
Yes.
And then what would be the internal process to be able to...
That I just kind of feel intuitively good about it. Like, it works for me, and I don't have that icky feeling that I'm undercharging or overcharging
mm-hmm.
or that I'm offering too little or too much or, like, I'm selling myself short. You know, that feeling, I get a particular feeling on the inside when I feel like I'm not honoring myself, I'm selling myself short, and I'm giving away too much. I also have a weird feeling on the inside when I feel like I'm overcharging, where I'm not fitting into that number very well. So I'm looking for an amount of hours and some numbers where I feel on the inside that it really fits.
Yeah, and so am I hearing some action steps here?
Yes.
Okay, and what were they?
Well, you know, the first one is to, you know, really externally run some numbers and amount of times, hours, and actually put something together where it makes sense with the amount of hours and run some numbers, you know, and see how I feel about that internally. So I feel like, you know, that sense that I was talking about.
Yeah.
And then also to then reach out to a couple of my colleagues that I you know, where we kind of brainstorm a little bit and I get feedback and see how it lands there as well. So those, I think, are three good action steps for me.
Okay, excellent. So how does that feel?
Good. I still don't know where I'm going to land on it, but it feels like I'm clear about what I need to do to get there.
Yeah, it definitely is, it does sound like that's a clear action plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, those other pieces which seem to be that out of alignment, finding that sync, it sounds like those are some great steps there that will really tie everything together for you.
I think so, and I would really, from a timeline, I would like to have this done, you know, in the next couple weeks, because I have a few people who are on maintenance package where their maintenance package is kind of running down. Uh-huh. So I would like to be able to offer this.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
And so what was that timeline?
I'd really like to have it settled by the end of May.
Okay.
So that, you know, because I have a couple people completing their current maintenance by the end of May, and then I had a couple people ask to extend theirs and into June and one into July. And I felt bad about the July one because I did not extend the price, and it didn't feel good on the inside.
Right.
It's what she needed. She's somebody who's worked with me for a long time, and she's been on maintenance for a long time, and now she's wanting to get into she got, you know, divorced, and she's looking to date again and get remarried again, and so after this, yeah, I didn't feel good about what I did. I feel like I shorted myself out, and I don't like that feeling.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
her. So I want this done at the end of May, so I have something to offer people to give them an option. They can go into an intensive package, or they can do a maintenance package for these people who have worked with me before. I wouldn't offer it to a new person.
Okay, great. So it's really clear. I mean, one of your requests for coaching was to be able to look at the coaching packages for relationships and get very clear about the maintenance packages.
Yes.
How has this session helped you move forward on that?
What it really helped me do is kind of put together the steps that I need to take. It's like I did not expect us to come up with numbers and hours and all that kind of stuff. I feel like that's my job. But to kind of give me an organized way of doing that, going through that process for myself. And that we definitely have that.
Excellent. Now, I know that the session is coming to a close, but I can't help but to ask, too, if there's something available. I know the goal is by the end of May, and everything that you've created and that you've gotten out of the session, you did mention that there is still something lingering unfinished with another client.
Yes.
I know that we don't have time to go into that, but is there anything that you're able to sit with around that to find closure?
I think it's really just getting into acceptance rather than going back to her and saying, oh, I'm now doing this because I agreed to it. And I don't want to go back and dishonor something that I've already agreed to, but I will, she's probably going to finish before July, and she even said so when we, came to this. And I'm just going to let her know as soon as I come up with this, these are what the maintenance packages are going to be from here forward. So if you're interested in that, here are going to be the options from here forward. It'll give you the time that you're looking for, so I think you'll like that better. Because people seem to want more time. However, it's going to be at a different price point.
Yeah.
And so that makes it work for me, and the flexibility and the time has it work for them. And
okay.
So they can still choose to do an intensive if they want to really dig in there, or because they've already done, this person's done a few intensives with me over the years, it gives her the opportunity to do a maintenance and just have the flexibility of time that she wants.
Excellent.
Yeah, but I don't feel right going back to her and saying, oh, I'm not doing this anymore. I feel like I committed something as a coach, and I think it would be dishonoring of the whole process and the relationship for me to go back to her and say, oh, by the way, now you owe me more because I've just changed what I did. So I do feel I need to finish things out with her, even though it doesn't sit well inside of me, but I'm the one who made the decision.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what that's what was lingering and what I feel I need to do about it.
Okay, great. So how does that feel?
I feel like I have a clear direction, and I'm excited to offer something that honors me and honors the time that people are asking for. I'm excited to do that for those folks. They've been great clients, and it's just been really confusing in my head as to what to offer because these particular folks are not looking for the intensive. the commitment, you know, three times a month, the structure. They're looking for the flexibility. And just something opened up, and I feel like I'm really excited to be able to offer it now.
Okay, excellent. All right, Susan, so thank you for the call.
Thank you. That's great.
And then I know, I guess we're done. There was
right.
more
I feel
like,
complete. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Phyllis, and thank you, Susan. Wonderful coaching, Phyllis. Thank you very much. All right. So Phyllis, I have a couple questions that I'd love to start with. And, you know, the first one is, could you just maybe share with us a little bit sort of behind the curtain, you know, what was going on for you during that session? Maybe, you know, what was your process here? Or really what was, I guess my real question is, yeah, what was happening for you as you were moving through this session with Susan?
What was going on for me?
Yeah.
The experience that I was having in coaching Susan is, Susan is really, really smart, good coach, very, very articulate.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, because I know how she is as a client, I know that she had lots of ideas. She's probably laid out a million different packages already. So I know as far as the structuring of coming up with a package, like I knew that that was something that she probably had in front of her, like five different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
What I was wanting to do is to really help create the space to what would have her be complete. Like what would have her, I know she's kind of rolling around different ideas of packagings, but what would be, what would have her know that she's complete?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of creating the space to gently go deeper, to go deeper into, okay, what, when will you know that you've have your package?
Mm-hmm.
And so just kind of allowing, and Susan is a very verbal processor.
Yep.
And so I was wanting to honor her space of being able to speak it out at the same time to kind of gently go a little bit deeper and deeper to knowing when she's arrived.
Yeah.
And to not loop into the conversation about it.
Yeah. Good. Great. Thank you. You know, and you just mentioned that that she is a verbal processor. And I noticed that you gave her a lot of space for that, of course. You were very respectful of her process. And yet, toward the beginning, it was maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes in or something, you know, you would ask her what she wanted to focus on and what she wanted to get from the session. And then she, you know, she talked quite a bit. And then you came back and you said, so I'm really hearing that, you know, this is what you want to get out of this session. You know, I thought that was so great, just to bring her back sort of a little bit of, you know, okay, focusing back in. And I'm just wondering, Phyllis, do you have other kind of tools or questions or things that you use for, you know, with clients who do have the, you know, who have this style of being the verbal processor, as you say?
You know, yeah, actually. There is, for some clients, especially if I've worked with them for a long time, you know, I've felt comfortable just to kind of, okay, so let's take a moment and take a deep breath and kind of see, you know, kind of re-presence them back to what they're wanting to get out of the call. If I think somehow we've kind of lost or discussed the discussion, the verbalization around it, sometimes I'll just have them presence themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Other times just reconnecting, or I think with Susan, I just kind of reconnected, okay, so this is what we said we wanted to get out of it, and just kind of withholding the bigger picture as well as kind of allowing the client her agenda.
Yeah, great.
I know, it's kind of one of those things. Coaching is like, you know, you go with the flow in the moment. And
yes.
So it's, I have to kind of think, okay, what did I say, what happened, to kind of remember.
Right,
because it's just
right.
Kind of, it's like, I say this a lot about coaching, it's like those books where you can go in many different directions, many different pages, and arrive at the same outcome.
Yeah.
And just kind of going with the flow, trusting. I find that what's starting to work more effectively for me when I'm coaching is to really kind of presence the client to go a little bit deeper to kind of the essence of what they want to get out of it. So if they may, like she wanted to get clear about coaching practices.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that really presencing the client, especially if they're very verbal and can talk around it about it, I really like to presence them, okay, so what's underneath that? How will you know when you've arrived to really kind of, I was trying to really get to, how do we know we're at the outcome? What does that
right.
look like? Experience that to kind of stop the circling.
Yeah.
Or at least kind of hone it down to where it's in service to them. Because for
right.
some people, the processing is really important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So am I. But I love what you're saying about going deeper into the essence and asking, you know, what will that look like and how will you know when you get there? Yeah,
but to still honor the space at the same time. So it's kind of like juggling several things, but just kind of trusting and you're knowing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you. Jamie, do you have a question for Phyllis?
I was curious, Phyllis, is there anything that surprised you during this session?
Anything that surprised me? I can't think of anything. I know that I felt like if we had more time, I would have liked to explore. It seemed like there was, and I kind of brought it up at the end. Of course, it's like 25 minutes in. And what came up for Susan was, you know, that she doesn't want to have that icky feeling that she did with the other client. And so I felt like that was a whole nother coaching topic in itself to explore.
Mm-hmm.
What would it feel like for her to not have that niggly feeling, to have completion with however the other situation ended? So it felt like, oh, no, that kind of surprised me. It was, oh, this is a whole nother coaching topic.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, honoring the space and the containment of this particular work that we have 20 to 25 minutes to finish in.
So I guess
if anything, that was a surprising aspect.
Yeah. And I thought you did a great job of acknowledging that, you know, new topic or different topic there at the end, really talking about, you know, we don't have time for that right now, but just acknowledging its existence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so would you say this is a kind of a typical session for you, or was there something, I know they're all different, but something that was not so typical?
You know, in a way it is kind of typical, because I find with clients, it's like, especially if the time is really short, I like to go a little bit longer in my sessions. But I find that, you know, I'm not surprised that in sessions, like the other issues start to come forward. And so knowing when to complete at that point, but also honoring what's coming forward to table it for the next session, you know, I find that that can happen a lot. And it's great. Because it's something maybe deeper. It could be connected. There's so much more to explore. I mean, coaching, that's what I love about coaching, is that there's you can't really plan it or you know, create a kind of step-by-step process around it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody is so unique and just the flow. There's the synergy. There's the dance that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so just really honoring that and then trusting in the process of coaching, trusting that, okay, we only have this amount of time, and trusting that whatever comes forward is perfect as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a coach, just getting out of the way and really trusting that this is what needed to come forward at this time and knowing that it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I find that that's super important because, I mean, there's 50 ways I could have coached her. There's several processes I could have taken her through. But it's like just trusting that whatever the dance was in that moment, that that's what it was meant to be for the highest good of both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And for all concern as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the things that we're listening for is the core competencies, you know, coaching within the core competencies. And so, you know, and of course, there were many of the competencies were in evidence in your session. But I'm just curious if you look at it, your session through that filter of which core competencies do you think were most in use during this session?
So of the 11 competencies, I know I felt like I really felt like I was able to hold the coaching presence, like hold the space, hold the silence, and just really allowing the client to process, and then trusting that all that was being processed was perfect, that it was kind of guiding. At the same time, coming in and asking the powerful questions to support the client with connecting to her intention of what, you know, the agenda of what she wanted to get out of the call. And really honoring that. I know in some instances I can be more direct in communication, and sometimes just knowing when to step in there and kind of direct communication a little bit more, or when to allow it to kind of go in, at the energy and the pace that it's going. And so it's really kind of holding the presence and kind of trusting it. I know a couple of times it's like, in, as far as coaching, as a coach, you know, we're holding that space, we're the vessel for the client to show up. At the same time, in my own personal process, sometimes I can be like, oh, I should have asked a question there. Okay, let it go. You know, we're still in the middle of the coaching session. So I had a few moments of having to step back and be like, oh, wait, be present, because I wanted to jump at something. But it's like, okay, pause, and just letting that go so that it now doesn't become disruptive to the connection. And so that just that trust and intimacy that, you know, I'm holding for the client, that it's for the client's highest good, whatever comes forward, and not putting my agenda in the space. And so it's really, for me, it's a dance. And then when I find that I've kind of stepped on my toes or tripped over my feet or her feet as a client, to kind of get back in sync and be in that flow again. And so I felt maybe coaching presence, you know, a couple of powerful, asking powerful questions, and just really holding the space and trusting.
Great. Thank you, Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn it back over to Sherry.
Thanks so much, Phyllis. Yeah. Let's go ahead and let other people ask a question or acknowledge Phyllis. What are you curious about? So please press star 6 now, say your first name, and with your question for Phyllis.
This is John.
John, go ahead.
I was curious, as the client was talking, when she said, sometimes, you know, I will do readings. I was curious as to what a reading is.
Do you want me to answer that, or should I have Susan answer that?
Oh, I'd prefer you do, Phyllis. Yeah.
Okay. So Susan, she does psychic readings in addition to providing coaching.
Okay.
And so reading, and so it's
You know, when the client was talking about, well, I'll just kind of feel it or know it, I liked how the coach, you know, checked in. Well, where are you internally? And when she said things like, do I hear an action step? I thought that was really good.
Yes. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, John.
I learned that from Sherry. Because as a coach, I can easily say, oh, I just heard 3 action steps, and they are, and I can tell the client. But I really learned to really sit back and allow the client, okay, I'm thinking I heard some action steps. Is that correct? Instead of telling her.
Allowing the client to recap, right?
Exactly. And that's been a huge shift for me, but it's also powerful because in some instances, you know, sometimes I thought I heard something and I really didn't, you know, the client's still processing. So I think that's a beautiful way to have the client ground if, you know, because they're just brainstorming, and so they haven't fully committed yet. And so just checking it up, was that something there that you may want to commit to? And letting it go if it's not.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, John.
This is Nancy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question.
Sure.
I thank you, Phyllis. It was an excellent example of coaching. I really appreciated a lot of your questions. I found myself at one point wondering just what you talked about at the end about this was a clear verbal person who does verbal processing, and that's useful to her. And I was kind of wondering at points when you were making a decision, like how you made your decision to let it go on, sometimes when there was looping back about the story rather than intervening and sort of getting her to bottom line. I'm just curious about that decision-making process on your part.
Yeah, I'm curious about that too. As far as the coaching, it's just, again, it's kind of one of those things where there was a couple of times where I did notice that we were looping, and even at the end and in the middle. And so part of it, for my process, what I was doing is I was intentionally asking questions to go beneath the story a little bit deeper. How does it feel? How do you know when you've arrived? Kind of really kind of working at going underneath the conversation of this packaging, this, and this is what I do. And it's like, it took a few times to ask the same kind of questions in different ways,
mm-hmm.
to really create the space where Susan was able to drop down. Now, you know, I think that's part of the dance for me, is knowing, okay, I can step in and just say, okay, hey, you're looping. And so I want to kind of bottom line this, like, what do you want to get out of this? I definitely could have come in there like that, but I felt in this, I thought about it, and that's when I talked about how, I stumbled on my foot, maybe I should bottom line it and get in there. But then it just felt like, no, just allow her to complete that thought, because I know with Susan and some of my other clients, like, part of that looping is part of the processing for them. And so I felt that because I asked a couple of questions to go deeper in it, and she did sometimes, didn't a few times, I was trusting that, okay, the fact that she didn't want to go with that question, just to let it go. And then when I saw another opportunity, I would go in there and, you know, okay, she went deeper there. Okay, great. Another question, okay, nope, she didn't, you know, she's, okay, let it go. And just kind of trusting, you know, and not wanting to put my agenda in there. So it's a dance, you know,
yes.
Just trying to flow with it without being aggressive. And as I'm trying to move into kind of going into more of an MCC style of coaching, it's kind of finding that way of really honoring the space at the same time, not kind of inserting myself too much into the space, but at the same time guiding it, you know. So it's still kind of, for me, finding that dance within myself. You know, when is too much for me, or at what point do I cut it off? So I think it was kind of an ongoing process for me during the session.
I think you described that very excellent about what that is internally to the coach. You know, you're having to constantly judge, and you know your client, and so you're using that knowledge to help guide you to know when to intervene and when not to.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is there were several opportunities. And so just knowing, okay, oh, it didn't happen, let it go. Because the moment I start getting in my head, like, oh, man, I could have cut it off right there, you know, then I'm out of the loop. Then I'm gone. Coach has left the building, and the coaching process is still happening. So it's like letting it go and just going, you know, just going back in there gently and then letting it go and then just trusting. And then when it did, something clicked, it was like, okay, great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great question, great answer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
Thank
a great
you.
Question.
Thanks, Nancy. Thanks, Phyllis. Sure. Okay.
How do I unmute now?
Oh.
I mean, mute. I unmute. How do I mute myself?
Yeah, you can do star 6 again.
Okay.
Yeah. And who else? Comment, acknowledgement, question? Just press star 6. So while we're waiting for someone else, Phyllis, I'll just follow up from what you were just talking with Nancy about. You know, it's also, you know, you have a long-term relationship with Susan. So you know her very well, and you know what works for her. So you're making choices, of course, based on that also.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that too. And so it's a great conversation we're having, because as coaches, it's like this is – you know, as we get more experience in coaching and trusting and kind of connecting with the client and kind of knowing, it's like we know when we can kind of, you know, push the limits and kind of bottom line it. We know when we can kind of do a pattern interrupt with our clients. And so just, you know, as we're learning, just trusting in that. And then doing it from a space, doing it gently and yet trying to really have a powerful kind of forwarding the energy. It's really about forwarding the energy.
Right.
Yeah, and you were talking about the importance of staying present. Really, that at the end of the day, right? That's there.
Yeah.
There's the critical piece. Staying so present. Yeah.
Because we can always find a missed opportunity, or oh, I could have done this. I could have said that.
Absolutely.
I mean, because like I said, coaching is one of those things. It's like that book. Okay, you want to go to the cave. You know, you turn into the cave. Turn to page 5. Oh, you don't go in the cave. Turn to page 10. It's like it can keep going so many different avenues, so many different roads, and still
right.
in the end. It does the client feel like she got what she needed out of the session?
Mm-hmm.
And so just trusting that even though I may have made a wrong turn, knowing, or, and you know, that's so relative, right? Because who's wrong, who's right, it's all perfect in the scheme of coaching because
mm-hmm.
of that connection.
Mm-hmm.
But then trusting that even if I, let's say I made a wrong turn, or at least I'm judging myself as such, trusting that it will get back on track because of the nature of the intimacy of the coaching dynamic.
Yeah.
It's like, is it ever really wrong, or is it just part of the process? And maybe she needed to say the same thing a couple of times to really ground it for herself that she was understood or heard
mm-hmm.
before she could go to the next deeper level. Just trusting that whatever is going on inside of her, that I'm forwarding the process, forwarding the movement, and helping her
yeah.
get closer to that agenda without mm-hmm. inserting myself and getting in the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful.
Dance.
Beautiful, yes. Yes, lots
it's
of trust.
A different dance with different
trust
people. Yeah,
yourself, trust the coat, right? Trust yourself, trust the client, trust the process. Yeah.
Exactly. That's beautiful.
I have a question for Phyllis.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You asked Phyllis a lot of questions that were getting at Susan's feelings. You asked several times what feels good to you, what will you feel when, and what would you need to be able to feel good? And I'm wondering what your strategy was behind that.
Yes, my strategy was to get beneath the story of what she wanted to get out of it was get clear about her maintenance package.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing Susan, I know that she has thought this through and through and had several packages that she was probably checking out and thinking about. So in my experience, or just in that moment, I was feeling like, okay, we could do one thing, which is talk about, okay, what is different packages? 6 months, 5 months, 10 sessions, like we could go into the conversation. But I felt like I wanted to go deeper because I felt like she can do that, and she probably already has on her own.
Yeah.
How will we know when she found the right fit? Because she had said she'd been struggling with this for a while. And so for me, I knew that, okay, it's – then let's go deeper as to what's unsettling there. Like what needs to be settled so that she can land on a package or land on a particular structure. And so I chose to really hone in on the unsettling, the feelings underneath it, as opposed to helping her clarify structure, because
mm-hmm.
I felt like that was the issue. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There was, how would she know she's arrived? How would she know that she's found what she's looking for? And so I really wanted to clarify that piece because it seemed like that was the missing link. And so as the conversation went on more, I was gathering, okay, so that is the missing link. Like she hasn't found something that felt good inside of
mm-hmm.
her.
Yeah.
And so that's – and then, okay, now knowing, okay, well, what would that feel like? How do you know when you've arrived? Like, what's the good feeling about, so that I could have an understanding as to, and really for her, so that she could have an understanding as to knowing for herself, she's got 5 packages to choose from. What? How does she know she has that feeling of now it's resolved?
Yeah. Okay, that was helpful because I thought maybe because you know her so well that maybe that's her modality that, you know, she's most comfortable in, but maybe not. Maybe her modality, since she's a verbal processor, is more the thinking modality
yeah.
and not so much the feeling.
And she's a little bit both. Don't
mm-hmm.
you love it the way we're talking about you, Susan? But from this particular conversation, I really got that's what was missing for her, was
yeah.
feeling good, feeling that everything kind of aligning inside. And so that was what I was trying to clarify, because it's like, okay, she's got all these ideas, but so why isn't it working? Why hasn't she found what she wanted yet? And so that's why I was like, okay, we've got to go deeper, because the issue isn't structure. It's feeling out of sync, wanting to feel valued, and wanting to come up with something that works for her as well as her client.
Right.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for the question, and thank you so much, Phyllis. Jamie, let's turn it back over to you. We're coming up on time. I'm sorry to interrupt, and Jamie.
That's okay. That's okay. Wow, wonderful questions. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, so I guess I'm going to just invite maybe one or two people to share a quick takeaway. Somebody have something to share, star six? You know what? I'm going to share a takeaway. My takeaway is, Phyllis, just in listening to you share your process, just the incredible depth of understanding you have about your process while coaching is really inspiring and great to listen to. Thank you for being able to share that with us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. So in closing today, I just want to thank you again, Phyllis, for your masterful coaching. And we have one quick announcement. Please remember to check out our new product, Listen to Real Coaching. It's a collection of some of the Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged recordings from the past 2 years. And we're really excited about this collection of 8 recordings that includes our interviews of the coaches. So please have a look at www.listentorealcoaching.com. Next month, our Real Coaching Sessions call will be on Tuesday, June 9th with Patricia Hirsch, MCC, at 2 o'clock Eastern, and we hope everyone will join us. So now we're going to stop the recording and give the final code word.